Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Popular Machine Learning Frameworks. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Tools for Machine Learning in the Machine Learning Engineering for Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore three significant machine learning frameworks, TensorFlow, PyTorch, and scikit-learn. We'll discuss their functionalities, the pros and cons of each, and provide guidance on basic installation and setup. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to select appropriate frameworks for your machine learning projects and understand their functionalities. Main content overview of TensorFlow, PyTorch, and scikit-learn. TensorFlow. TensorFlow is an open-source machine learning framework developed by Google. It is particularly well-suited for deep learning applications. TensorFlow allows for easy model building, training, and deployment across various platforms, making it a popular choice in the industry. Its computational graph structure enables efficient execution of complex algorithms, which is especially useful for large-scale projects. TensorFlow also supports a range of tools like TensorBoard for visualization, making it easier to debug and optimize models. PyTorch. PyTorch, developed by Facebook's AI Research Lab, is another open-source framework that has gained popularity among researchers and developers. It offers a dynamic computation graph, which allows for real-time changes in the model during runtime. This feature is particularly beneficial for experimentation and debugging, making it an excellent choice for academic research. PyTorch is also noted for its intuitive API and strong community support, which provides access to numerous tutorials and resources. With applications ranging from computer vision to natural language processing, PyTorch has become a go-to framework for many machine learning practitioners. Scikit-learn. Scikit-learn is a robust machine learning library built on top of NumPy, SciPy, and Matplotlib. It is widely used for traditional machine learning tasks such as classification, regression, and clustering. Scikit-learn's simplicity and ease of use make it an excellent starting point for beginners. It provides various tools for model evaluation and selection, making it a go-to framework for many data scientists, especially in the finance and fintech sectors. Additionally, scikit-learn integrates seamlessly with other libraries, allowing for a flexible approach to building machine learning pipelines. Pros and cons of each framework. TensorFlow. Pros: highly scalable for large projects, extensive documentation and community support suitable for both beginners and advanced users, strong support for deployment on various platforms, including mobile and web cons. Steeper learning curve compared to other frameworks can be complex for simple tasks. PyTorch. Pros: intuitive and easy to use, especially for research. Dynamic computation graph allows for flexibility, strong community support, and growing popularity. Excellent for rapid prototyping and iterative development. Cons: historically considered less production-ready than TensorFlow, though this gap is closing. Limited support for deployment in some environments compared to TensorFlow. Scikit-learn. Pros: very easy to learn for beginners. Comprehensive set of tools for traditional machine learning. Efficient for small to medium-sized datasets. Integrates well with other data science libraries. Cons: not designed for deep learning applications. Limited support for large-scale data processing. Basic installation and setup. TensorFlow installation. To install TensorFlow, you can use pip, the package manager for Python. Open your command line interface and enter the following command. After installation, you can verify it by running a simple Python script. PyTorch installation. Installing PyTorch is also straightforward. Visit the official PyTorch website to find the installation command tailored for your system. For most users, the command will look like this. You can check if PyTorch is installed correctly with this code, scikit-learn. Installation. Scikit-learn installation is done via pip as well. To confirm successful installation, use this simple check. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored three popular machine learning frameworks, TensorFlow, PyTorch, and scikit-learn. We discussed their unique features, pros and cons, and provided guidance on how to install each framework. Understanding these frameworks is crucial for selecting the right tools for your machine learning projects. By leveraging these technologies, you can enhance your skills and effectively implement machine learning solutions in the fintech industry. Reflection questions: which framework do you think would be most suitable for a deep learning project in fintech, and why? How might the dynamic computation graph of PyTorch benefit your machine learning experiments? What considerations would you take into account when choosing a framework for a traditional machine learning task?